At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. How's everybody doing today? My name is Spencer. This is episode F224, 224, F224. I have a little coincidence to tell you about. Last night, we watched a movie with lots of British people, and I'm doing a very accurate British accent. We were watching a movie, and there was a character by the name of Frith. And I said to Sharon, I said, I just recorded this morning the episode for the podcast for the dictionary with the word Frith. And she said, oh, what does it mean? And I said, I don't remember. But I just recorded that yesterday, and that the synonym is estuary. So I guess if I would be a very good person, I shall look up estuary. It kind of makes me think of a bird, but I don't think that's right. How would you spell it? E-S-T-U. Here we go. Estuary. Let's see. A water passage where the tide meets a river current. Yep, that's what it is. That's a frith. A frith. And why it's also a name, I'm not sure. But, hey, we got to talk about the words in this episode, not the ones in the previous episode. We have the first word. Here we go. It is fritillaria. Fritillaria or fritillaria? F-R-I-T-I-L-L-A-R-I-A. Fritillaria. This is a noun from 1664. It is any of a widespread genus of bulbous herbs of the lily family with variably colored and often mottled or checkered flowers. How can flowers be checkered? Like a checkerboard, a chessboard? Can you play chess with flowers? Fritillaria. And, Duolingo just started offering chess. And so I said, yes, sure, I'll learn some chess. I know the basics, but it's helping. Oh, wow, this is fascinating. It actually looks checkered. So this is mostly a purple plant flower. The head of the flower is actually bent down. They're pointing down. Why do they point down? But yeah, I mean, the purple looks almost accurately checkered with a dark purple and a light purple. That's fascinating. I did not think that flowers could be checkered. The genus name is the same word, fritillaria. So the etymology says this is from the Latin fritillus, which means dice cup. Dice cup? Which is from the markings of the petals. Why dice, though? Dice? I mean, it kind of looks like an upside-down cup. I'll give it that. But why dice? 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 We gotta move on. Because I'm not gonna figure out anything by just saying the word dice over and over again. Okay, my sound effect today shall be The next word is fritillary. Fritillary. It is a noun from 1633. Number one, the synonym is our previous word, which was fritillaria. And number two, any of numerous nymphalid butterflies that usually are orange and black. Oh, orange with black spots on the upper side of both wings and silver spotted on the underside of the hind wing. And of course, now, why did I put my web browser away? Now I have to look up fritillary. Here we go, fritillary butterfly. It fills it out for me. Oh, very beautiful. Very beautiful. Almost looks like a monarch. It's mostly orange with some black spotting. And they said that on the underside is silver, right? Silver spotted on the underside of the hind wing. Well, none of these pictures are showing me the underside of the hind wing, and it's making me very angry. But yeah, it's a lot of orange and some darker stuff too. That's the fritillary. Now, some of the genera name of these butterflies would be Argynnis, and there's also Speyeria, and also other related genera. Those are, so maybe I should post a picture of the fritillaria, and also of the fritillary. You'll see some pictures later on the social media of these dice cup flowers, and also of these butterflies. And now I shall go bzz, 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 to our next word. It is frittata. 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 This is a noun from 1877. This is an unfolded omelet, often containing chopped vegetables or meats. Usually when you make an omelet, you're cooking up the eggs, you're throwing in your fillings, your veggies, your meats, your cheeses. Is there anything else you put in there? I don't know, maybe some seasonings, and then you fold it. An omelet must be folded for some reason, but this omelet is unfolded. You folded it, and then you're like, no, wait a minute, I want a frittata. And then you have to unfold it immediately. Where does this word come from? It is an Italian word from fritto, which means fried. There's more at the word frit, which was in the previous episode. Let's see. Oh, that's the stuff about making the glass. You make the glass with the frit. Maybe you fry it to melt it. I didn't realize that this was Italian. I guess I would have thought Spanish or Mexican or something like that. I don't know. I guess maybe I've never even had a frittata. And now I would like a frittata, a vegan frittata, please. Bzz, 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 bzz. Next we have fritted. Adjective from 1879. This is bean porous glass made of sintered powdered glass or fiberglass. So yes, this is back to the frit from the previous episode where we were learning about how you make glass with the frit. And this glass is fritted because it is porous and it is made out of sintered powdered glass or fiberglass. And I don't understand most of those things. Powdered, I get that. All right, now. Next word is fritter, first form, noun from the 14th century. This is a small mass of fried or sautéed batter, often containing fruit or meat. Those would be very different. A meat fritter and a fruit fritter are very different types of fritters. I think one is savory and one is sweet. But I guess there's other things that do the same. You know, there's like boughs. I think you can have sweet and savory boughs. And there's also, what are some other things? There's, I can't think of what it is. There's something that's like, sometimes I want to sweet this, but sometimes I want to savory that. They're out there. But this fritter, a small mass of fried or sautéed batter. It's just, it's dough. That's what it is. I think of maybe a donut, maybe, or a, what's that thing in Nolens, the doughy, the French word, the things in the, with the powder stuff. I don't know what they're filled with, but those are kind of like fritters. But these are small. Maybe these are much smaller. This word is from, let's see, Latin frictus, which is from the verb frigere, which means to roast. But you don't roast them. You fry them or sauté them. So I don't really know why they're using the word roast here. But of course, now I'm going to look up pictures of fritters. Yep, lots of different types. Ooh, some of those look glazed. Ooh, there's apple fritters, corn fritters, zucchini, parmesan fritters, corned beef fritters, pineapple fritters, spicy sweet corn fritters, pear fritters, butternut squash fritters, sweet potato fritters. There's a lot of apple and corn. Crispy potato fritters. That's, yep, okay. And they come in all different sorts of shapes and sizes. Most of them are these sort of weird, bulbousy shapes. Wow, that one's pretty big. That looks like a donut size, but most of these, I think, are small. Some of them are sort of flattened. Depends on how you want to make them. These ones look very round. I want some fritters now. I want all sorts of fritters. Banana fritter. Can I take this banana and turn it into a fritter? I think I need some dough. All right. Now we have the second form of fritter, which is a noun from 1728, starting with transitive. Number one, to spend or waste bit by bit on trifles, or without commensurate return. This is usually used with the word away, fritter away. Oh, I don't fritter away my day. I just don't do it. I fill up my day with so many things. Maybe I fill up my belly with fritters and to give me the energy that I need to get through the day, so I don't fritter away the day. No, I could never do that. But sometimes it sure feels good. Oh, every once in a while, just take a day to fritter away. That's what I say. Teehee. Spending or wasting bit by bit, little bit, maybe the size of a fritter, just every little bit. You're like, ah, there's a fritter. I'm tossing it away. Don't throw away the fritters. Number two is to break into small fragments. Ah, so maybe that's why we call the fritters that you eat the fritters, because you're making just little pieces of this dough. You're breaking it apart, and then you're frying them, sautéing them, maybe even roasting them. In transitive, the synonyms are dissipate and dwindle. So something is being frittered away. Maybe the day is dissipating, dwindling. Oh, the day is dwindling away. You haven't done anything. You're still in your pajamas. You're still laying in bed. You're still playing Candy Crush. You're still watching movies. Oh, see, yeah, I would want to do that. Just frittering away the day, watching movies all day. Yes, please, and thank you. Fritterer, that is a noun. I think that is the person who is frittering the day, frittering something away. Also, the person making the fritters. It says this word is from fritter, but it doesn't say what language, which means maybe fragment or shred. That's what it is. Pss, 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 pss. Next we have frito misto. Frito misto. Two words. F-R-I-T-T-O. Second word, M-I-S-T-O. This is a noun from 1903. It is small morsels of meat, seafood, or vegetables coated with batter and deep fried. Well, this pretty much seems like this is where we got fritters from. Doesn't it seem like that? I think it seems like that. Fritto misto, this is Italian, and it literally means mixed, fried, And then in parentheses, it says food. Mixed fried food. Maybe you're mixing all your stuff together. And then you break it up into pieces, into fragments, into fritters. And then you fry it deeply. You have to deep fry your frito misto. Well, I want to try this. Please give me the vegetable version, the vegan version of this, and I shall eat it. Thank you very much. Huh, but it doesn't say anything about sweet frito misto. Maybe they're only savory. Psst, 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 psst. Next is Fritz, F-R-I-T-Z. Noun from 1902. This is a state of disorder or disrepair, and it is used in the phrase on the fritz. Oh, that phrase, the phrase when you say on the fritz, fritz.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's on the fritz. It's on a state of disorder or disrepair. The TV's on the fritz. The computer's on the fritz. My brain is on the fritz. Is this the only context we use this word in? Fritz? Putting on the fritz. Hey, putting it on the fritz? Okay, get it? Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, I guess I can't think of any other context where we use fritz. It's fritzing out. Yeah, I'm fritzing out, man. This etymology says the origin of this is unknown. Nobody knows where this word came from. Some TV repairman came in and he was like, hey, your TV's on the fritz. I can't do anything about it. It's too complicated for me. And I fix TVs. That's fritz. Okay. Pss, 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 pss. Next we have frivol. Frivol. F-R-I-V-O-L. Verb from 1866. This is just an intransitive verb. It means to act to act frivolously. The synonym is trifle. And frivoler, that is a noun. I am the frivoler. I'm acting frivolously. What am I, giving out lots of money? Well, we don't know what frivolously means, do we? No, we don't. I think I spat. What did I spit on? So that's frivol. You are frivoling when you are acting frivolously. There is no etymology because it's coming up here, but we got to go to the next word. Pss, 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 pss. My sound effect really makes no sense, but that's okay. We now have the word frivolity. This is a noun from 1764. Number one, the quality or state of being frivolous. Frivolous. We're coming up to it. Number two, a frivolous act or thing. When you did that frivolous act or thing, you were acting frivoling. And now, we have the word frivolous. F-R-I-V-O-L-O-U-S. Adjective from the 15th century. Number one, A. Of little weight or importance. This thing has no weight, no importance. We don't care about it at all. It's a frivolous thing. Blech, just get rid of it. Maybe it's even on the fritz. 1B is having no sound basis. What's no sound basis? The fact or the law has no sound basis. There's no basis for that fact or law. It's false. It's wrong. It's a lie. The example is a frivolous lawsuit. You are not going to win your frivolous lawsuit because maybe there's no, the law has no sound basis. There's no reason for you to even have brought up this lawsuit. It's frivolous. to a lacking in seriousness. That's me. Often I'm lacking in serious. I'm a very frivolous person because I don't like to be so serious all the time. Sometimes I get a little serious. But most of the time, I think it's good to be more frivolous in this way. To be marked by unbecoming levity. So that's when, you still are lacking in seriousness. Marked by unbecoming levity. So that's levity where you're trying to, bring up the situation, bring some levity to the situation, some happiness, some comedy maybe. Maybe it is a very serious situation and you're trying to lighten the situation, but it's unbecoming. Oh, that's unbecoming on you. That's not very good. You shouldn't be doing that. It's not looking good for you. That's very frivolous when you did that. Interesting. It's very judgy. Frivolously is an adverb, and frivolousness is a noun. So where does this word come from? Do we have etymology? Kinda? It's a Latin word, frivolus. That would be a V, which they pronounce as a W. And I'm now going to look up, does Google Translate have Latin? I think it does. I gotta scroll through. Here we go, Latin. Frivolus, frivolus. It means frivolous. That's it. I feel like there should be more. Is that connected to another Latin word? I don't know what it would be. Frivolus. Maybe we'll find something later. I don't know. Now we have the word frizz. F-R-I-Z-Z. Or Z-Z, double Z. Maybe that's how the British people spell it. F-R-I, double Z. This is the first form. It is the verb form from 1660, starting with transitive. To form into small, tight curls. So you maybe when you take your hair and you twist it around your finger, you go, I am frizzing my hair. It's a little too short. I can't really do it so well. You're frizzing your hair, forming it into tight curls. Intransitive is talking about hair. Now, here's the thing. Let's backtrack to transitive. It didn't say anything about hair. Maybe then that frizzing, maybe it's talking about hair, or maybe it's talking about ribbon. Maybe you're curling the ribbon. You're frizzing the ribbon. But intransitive is talking about hair for sure. And it is to form a mass of tight curls. My hair is frizzing. It's a mass of tight curls. I have not heard frizz used this way, I don't think. This is from French, frisser. And maybe that word means about us to tight curls. Sure, why not? All right, now we go on to... The second form of frizz is a noun from 1668. Number one, a tight curl. Number two, hair that is tightly curled. Oh, look at that. Look at that mop of frizz you got. When I grow out my hair a bit longer than this, maybe another month or two, it's just a big frizz. I just got a big old frizz, just one big curl. No, it's just a mass of tight curls. They're not very tight, but they're tight enough. They're like, yeah, that's a curl. That's curly. That's curly Sue right there. The third form of frizz is a verb. This is because it's another verb. It's a totally different context. Maybe it's not about hair or ribbons. This one is from 1835, starting with transitive. To fry or sear... with a sizzling noise. Maybe at the sizzler, you hear lots of sizzling, frizzing. So cooking something to make that sizzling noise is frizzing. Oh, I gotta frizz my meat on the pan, that hot, hot pan. Frizz your stuff. I like it. Like when my foods are frizzing. Intransitive, the synonym is sizzle. So I think we can see a connection between frizz and sizzle. Which came first? This one's 1835. Sizzle, I don't know. I'm not going to go look. I want to go look, but I shall not go look. But it seems like with the is in there, they are very related. Okay, well, that was a way to use this word that I was not familiar with. Making something sizzle in the hot pan, maybe when you are frying your fritters or your frito misto, you are frizzing them because they are sizzling in the fry. This is an alternative of the word fry. Frizz is an alternative of fry. And now we go on to frizzies. Frizzies, noun from 1979. It is frizzy hair. This is often used with the word the, as in a bad case of the frizzies. Oh, I got the frizzies. It's a really bad day. Frittling my frizzies. Huh? That's not words. I got the frizzies when I wake up in the morning. I hop in the shower to get rid of my frizzies. Got a case of the frizzies. I mean, you can't really see them here, but every time I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh, there's a frizzy, there's a frizzy. This is a frizzy right here. I got frizzies. But we haven't even talked about frizzies. What is it? Based on what we've read so far, frizzies could be just curls in your hair. That's it. But I think there's something different. I think there's more to this word than meets the eye. All right, so that's frizzies. From 1979. Now we have the word frizzle. F-R-I-Z-Z-L-E. First form verb from 1573. The synonyms are frizz and curl. So clearly this word just came from curl. But now, okay, what did we have? We had the French frisseur, which I'm sure is not at all how they pronounce that word. And we are going to look up what is the definition, what is the translation, I should say, of the French word frisseur. Oh, it literally just means curl. Yep, that is what I was suspecting, and I'm glad that I confirmed that with myself. So, frizzle, the first form of frizzle, is the action of frizzing, curling, and oh, look at the etymology. Probably akin to the old Frisian. Frizzle, which means curl, and maybe the French word came from the old Frisian, possibly, maybe. They're very close to each other, so it's possible. Zzz. Now we have the second form of frizzle, noun from 1613. It is a crisp curl. Maybe your curly fries, your Frenchy curly fries, could be frizzles. When they're cooked real crispy, which is how I like them. And I'm like, oh, I got a crisp curl fry here. I got a frizzle fry. Ooh, should we call them frizzle fries? The curly fries, I think, should be frizzle fries. That's kind of a thing I think that needs to happen now. The third form of frizzle is a verb from the 1813. We are starting with transitive. Number one. To fry until crisp and curled. Now, this is similarly related to the third form of frizz. The third form of frizz was about sizzling your food, and the third form of frizzle, also frying, cooking your food until it is crisp and curled. What are you cooking that curls up? Maybe bacon, kinda? I don't know. There's probably something else. What are you cooking that gets curled? What are you frizzling and sizzling? My bacon is frizzling and sizzling. Number two, the synonyms are burn and scorch. That seems like you've gone a little too far. You have frizzled your food. You frizzled your food when you were trying to cook it correctly and you did it too much. You frizzled it. Intransitive is to cook with a sizzling noise. That's what it's all about. That's what this verb is all about, because it's from fry plus sizzle. That's where it came from. Frizz came from frizzle, which is fry plus sizzle. When you're frying something so good it's sizzling, it's frizzling. Why have I not heard this? Who is not saying this to me? It's from the 1800s, though. All right, we got to go to our very last word. It is also the last F-R-I word. Sad to see that section go, but everything ends. It's the word frizzy. Adjective from circa 1864. It's talking about hair, and it means not smooth and neat. Because individual shafts are variably wavy and do not align together. Interesting definition. Some shafts of hair are wavy at different variations, different types of waves. And when they are not all together in the same wavy pattern, then they are frizzy. Your hair is frizzy. Because, yes, some of my hair is going in certain directions, but then how does my hair go? Others are just sticking out. That's what I think of. They're just sticking out, and because they're not matching the other ones. They're frizzy. When you're out, you got the right kind of hair, and you're out in the humidity, your hair might get frizzy. Especially if you got the curly hair, then it might be like, oh, wow, that's some frizzy hair. All right. Anything else about frizzy? Frizziness is a noun, and I often have the frizziness in my hair, not the curls. That's the thing. How did this one become about the hair not being smooth and neat, but the other one, frizz, was all about the curls? Is it like it's if it's frizzy, it's kind of wavy and curly, but isn't it different? I don't know. Interesting. How it went. All of those things were about curling or sizzling. And then finally, we got to something that I was familiar with. All right. I need to pick a word of the episode. So today we had fritillaria, fritillary, frittata, fritted, fritter, frito misto, fritz, frivol, frivolity, frivolous, frizz, frizzles. No, sorry, frizzies. Frizzle, frizzy. Frizz, frizzies. Frizzle, frizzy. Which one am I going to pick? I don't know. It might be one of these double Z words, double Z words. Anything else? Let's just pick frizzy as the word of the episode because when you're out in the humidity, your hair might get kind of frizzy. Done. Cut it. Print it. That's the end of that song. Frizzy is the word of the episode. And now I shall tell you about a movie. Because we love movies. Let's see. Oh, the next movie I watched was The Phoenician Scheme. There's a lot going on. It's very Wes Anderson-y. What to say? I remember, because I don't remember it great, but I do remember that the scheme is very confusing, but what I think is that you don't really need to understand the scheme, because they never really explain it. I don't think it was ever explained. I don't think that they ever give you, like, explicit information about what the scheme is. You just need to know that there is a scheme. And it's very complicated, but that doesn't take away from my enjoyment of, I guess, the Wes Anderson-ness of the whole thing. Everything is very symmetrical, and all the camera moves are very either left to right or up to down, and, you know, I appreciate it. It's a movie that I will probably need to see again at some point. If I have to rank them, judge them, because you are asking me to, I would probably put Asteroid City above this one. Maybe some others. I'd have to rewatch them all. You know, maybe when Wes Anderson dies, I will watch all of his movies in order and come up with a final ranking. But at the moment, I will not do that. The Phoenician Scheme. Very interesting movie. Great cast, as usual. As usual. Wes Anderson has a great cast. This has been Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.